We're going to activate angels today. We're going to ask God to dispatch them on our behalf. But before we get started, I want to remind you, if you have not entered to win the free course, Activating Angels on Assignment, you're running out of time. You're going to find the registration page at schoolofthespirit.tv. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv, then scroll down, maybe two, three, and you're going to see where to register. I'm awarding free courses to, I don't know, a good number of winners. So get registered and wait, because I will announce those winners, hopefully live here or via email. Activating Angel Assignment, I'm giving away a free course. It's all part of the launch of the new schoolofthespirit.tv. We've got it all up and running. So this is not the official announcement. This is your private heads up. This has not gone out on email as far as the launch. But Activating Angel Assignment, grab it while you can. Now let's get into today's official broadcast.
Good morning, everyone. Jennifer LeClaire here with you, Senior Leader of the Awakening House of Prayer Global Movement. This is Mornings with the Holy Spirit, pressing in daily to the power and presence of God. Let me just prophesy to you, something good is going to happen to you today. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Deliver Yourself from Evil. I have a surprise for you. There's an early release. Now, if you're prophetic, you'll see the implications of that. It's on Amazon now. Directly order it anytime you want. Deliver yourself from evil. It's an early release. Come on. Jesus came to set the captives free. It's an early release. This is your A to Z guide. It's got model prayers on just about any kind of demon you need to get rid of. You're going to want to get in on that. Go over there and get it on Amazon. Make sure you get in the right book. There's an older title up there that is not... It says it's out of print. It's because it was never printed. It's got my name on it. Check it out. I'm coming to you live from South Florida. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Our heart is to equip you to live a supernatural breakthrough lifestyle. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. I'm sharing three different messages every single week. You can sit in the presence of God all day long. We've got prophetic worship. It is an amazing day. It's my favorite day of the week, 10:47 a.m., 1:30 p.m., 4 p.m. If you're not in the region, you can choose to watch online weekly at ahop.online. It's free to register. Just head on over there to ahop.online. We'd love to have you as part of that online community. You can go deeper with us and become an official web church member. What does it mean to be official? Well, you get official. You get access to all my teaching archives at ahop.online, the virtual prayer line. You need help, we're there for you. Pastoral advice, virtual healing rooms, and virtual prophecy rooms at certain levels of membership. If you want to be a part of it, check it out. Oh, I forgot about the virtual life group. It's there for you. ahop.online/webchurch. Get official today. God bless you. The second service is School of the Spirit at AHOP, and we're going into the deeper things of God. We are in a series called Escaping the Great End Times Deception. Escaping the Great End Times Deception. And we are wrapping that up. I'll be speaking this week on the Great Falling Away. And then next week, we're entering into our series on deactivating generational curses. So check that out. Check it out, check it out, check it out. The third service is either School of Prophecy, School of Prayer, School of Deliverance, School of Spiritual Warfare, or School of the Seers. You can find it all and so much more at schoolofthespirit.tv. Today, we're going to read from Victory Decrees, Daily Prophetic Strategies for Spiritual Warfare Victory. And today's devotion is titled, You Will Rise Above It. Come on, everybody, say that with me. I will rise above it. That needs to be your confession. That needs to be your mindset. That needs to be your heart posture. Whatever comes against you, you will rise above it. Listen, I said, whatever comes against you, you will rise above it, because the Lion of the Tribe of Judah will rise in you, and he will pick you up and carry you if he has to. Just believe on him. Now, here's what I heard the Lord say. Listen, if you're listening, say amen. Even when you can't see where you're walking, know that I am with you. I promise to lead you and guide you. I am not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I should repent. If I say a thing, I will do a thing. I will not leave you without help. I will not leave you without comfort. I will not leave you without provision. And the Lord says, when have you seen the righteous forsaken or his children begging bread? Trust me in this warfare, says the Lord. Listen, the turbulence is only temporary. You will rise above it as you wait upon me to show you the way. You will see a new perspective when you wait upon me to show you my way, says the Lord. That's so good. Let me just read that little part right here again. Some of you just need to hear it a second time. The turbulence is only temporary. You will rise above it as you wait upon me to show you the way. You will see a new perspective when you wait upon me to show you my way. That is so good. My God, what a life-giving word. The scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Victory Decrees at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you get books online. Now, the prayer starter and the decree. Thank you, Lord, that you will never leave me or forsake me. Help me discern your presence and your strength, even when I can't hear your voice instructing me. I decree turbulence must cease, and I curse the root of the attack against my rising. I declare, even when I can't feel God, I know he's moving on my behalf. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we praise you this morning. We thank you because you are the life giver. You are the lover of our souls. You are the lifter of our heads. You are the bright and morning star. Your light shines upon us, the light of your glory. The word is a light. It's a lamp unto our feet. You are so good. You've not left us to try to figure this all out on our own. You've invited us to come boldly to the throne room, to find grace and obtain mercy to help in a time of need. You are so gracious. You love us so much. You are love, and you can't stop loving because that is who you are. So help us, Lord, to love you with all of our hearts and all of our minds, all of our soul, all of our strength, God. Help us to love our neighbor as ourself because you said in your word that everyone would know that we're your disciples by the love that we show to one another. God, help us to love the unlovely, those who come against us, those who try to trip us up. Help us to love the unlovely, those who come against us behind our backs, those who lay traps and snares to get us to stumble and fall. God, help us to love the way that you love. You make the rain to fall on the good and the evil. The sun, it shines on the good and the evil. Would you help us, Lord, to be a people who don't return evil for evil, but return good for evil. Help us, Lord, to be a people who understand your justice, who understand your mercy, who understand your vindication, who really understand the salvation that you provided when Jesus died on the cross. Oh, Jesus, help us, Lord, to understand the depths of our salvation. Help us, Lord, never, 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 never to take it for granted. We are saved. We are sanctified. We are healed. We are delivered by the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. Help us, Lord, not to take for granted the shedding of the blood of the Lamb of God who took away our sins. Help us, Lord, not to take that for granted. Help us, Lord, not to treat that like a light thing. Help us, Lord, to understand the magnitude of what Jesus did at Calvary. Help us, Lord, to see the ramifications of the, throughout eternity of Jesus's willingness to allow himself to be nailed to a wooden tree. God, would you help us? Help us. Help us. We praise you, God Almighty. We praise you, Jesus Christ. We praise you, Holy Spirit. We praise you for the work of the cross. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You could have let us die in our sin. You could have left us in the kingdom of darkness. You could have let us rot in hell, but you are so good. You said, I'm going to extend an olive branch. I'm going to extend a peace treaty. I'm going to extend my arm. I'm going to reach down and deliver those ones who will believe in my son. I'm going to give them away to eternity with me, everlasting life with me, forever and ever and ever with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being willing to take on my sin. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being willing to take those stripes by which I am healed. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for redeeming me from every curse. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for being my provider, my deliverer, my healer, my standby, my intercessor, my advocate, my comforter, my counselor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you sent the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you've not left us as orphans. Thank you that you'll never leave us. Thank you that you'll never forsake us. Thank you. You are so good. You are our creator, our sustainer, the life giver. You breathe the breath of life into us and you wake us up every day with a purpose, with an anointing, with an assignment. So help us, Lord, to be about the Father's business. Father, Heavenly Father, help us to be about your business. Help us, Lord, to mind our own business, to keep our nose out of what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is saying, and set our mind on you, to set our mind on things above, to set our mind on the kingdom that is above, the kingdom of which we are citizens. Help us, Lord, to be about your business in the earth. Show us what you want us to do this day. Show us our assignment this day. Show us what you want us to do, where you want us to go, with whom you want us to speak, with whom you do not want us to speak. God, we want to walk in your spirit. We want to walk in your ways. Your ways are higher. We want to think your thoughts. Your thoughts are higher. We want to speak your words. Your words are higher. Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So would you help us today to speak life over everything, to speak life over everyone, to speak life over every situation, to speak life over ourselves, to speak life over our cities, to speak life over our politicians. God, help us, forgive us for cursing our politicians. Jesus, help us, Lord. We repent for liking the Facebook post where the false prophets are cursing a president with death. We repent in the name of Jesus. Would you help us, Lord, to be people who speak life, because we want to reap life. We don't want to sow seeds of death. We don't want to curse people in their pain. We don't want to, we don't want to be judgmental and critical like Job's friends. We want to speak life because you are the God of the living. You are the author of life. You are the author of life. You are the author of life. So would you help us to act like you, the author of life? Would you help us to speak your redemptive purpose over situations that look death deadly, that look like death? Would you help us to speak your words over situations that look difficult, that are difficult, that look impossible, that would be impossible apart from you? Would you help us to speak life? Oh, Lord, would you help us to speak life? Lord, help us to get the death out of our mouth. Help us to get this negative bent out of our mind. Help us, Lord, to stop acting like the world, but help us, Lord, to act like Abraham, who acted like you, calling those things that be not as though they were. Abraham was calling those things that be not as though they were. Abraham was acting like God when he called those things that were not as though they were. So, Lord, help us to see the potential in the problem. Help us to see the creative ideas in the challenge. Help us to see the opportunity in the obstacle. Help us, Lord, to flip our perspective, because you see all things and nothing moves you. Nothing shakes you. Nothing worries you. Nothing stresses you. So we want to walk like you. And I believe today that part of walking like you means talking like you. calling in the promise, calling down the blessing, standing on the word, decreeing a thing and watching it be established before our eyes. By faith and patience, we inherit the promises of God. So, Father, help us. You've already given us the measure of faith. Help us to exercise our faith. Help us to release our faith. Help us to stand and withstand by faith. Help us, Lord, to live and move and have our being by faith. The just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. Everything by faith, everything by faith, everything by faith. Help us, Lord, to tap in to new rivers of faith, to speak forth words filled with faith, with hope, with joy, with expectancy. Lord, we don't want to keep cursing our future and cursing other people and then having curses come back at us because we reap what we sow. Lord, forgive us for every idle word that's come out of our mouth. Jesus said, you will give an account for every idle word that's coming out. Every idle word, every unproductive word is another translation. Every unproductive word. Lord, we don't want to speak unproductive words. We don't want to speak against what you're trying to do in our lives and thereby delay our own opportunity, delay our own breakthrough, delay our own blessing, delay our own victory, delay our own triumph. We don't want to go around the same mountain one more time. We are ready for a new vista. We are ready to see the new thing you promised us, God. We are ready. And if we're not ready, make us ready. And how will we know when we're ready? One way we know we're ready is by what's coming out of our mouth. So help us, Lord, to pay attention to the words coming out of our mouth. Yes, we live by every word that comes out of your mouth, God. We take our instruction from the words that come out of your mouth, from the words of scripture, from the prophetic words, the still small voice, the dreams, the visions. We live by every word that comes out of your mouth. But would you help us to pay attention to the words coming out of our mouth? Would you help us, Lord, to pay attention? And before we utter the complete sentence that was going to snare us, let us stop dead in our tracks, repent, and push back the darkness that's tempting us to curse ourselves and to curse others with words, with words, with words. The power of death and life is in the tongue. The power of death and life is in the tongue. The power of death and life is in the tongue. And those who see it, we're going to have to be satisfied with what we get from it. So help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Today, we want to do things your way. We want to do things your way. Your way is the best way. Your way is really the only way. We don't want more demonic detours. We don't want more fleshly setbacks. We don't want to see one more delay. So help us, Lord, to stop blaming everything and everybody around us for the condition we find ourselves in. Help us to take responsibility and repent, to change the way we think, to change the way we see, to change the way we talk. Little by little, we're going to do this. We're going to get victory over this mouth. We're going to stand in faith, stand and withstand in the evil day. When we've done all we can do, we're going to stand. And if we have to shut up because every word wants to be negative, then we will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord without saying one more word. We'll praise you in our mind. We'll thank you in our heart. If we can't avoid the temptation to curse ourselves, to speak death over ourselves, let our tongue cleave to the roof of our mouth and let us just praise you in our head. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. We're going to praise you. We're going to shout for joy. We're going to dance and sing aloud. Amen. We are so thrilled that you are our God. You are our God. There's many other little g gods in the spirit realm, and they're evil. They're wicked. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you are the author of life. And you said that you came to give us life in abundance to the full until it overflows. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. 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 In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's kick this up, guys. Let's kick it up about 10 notches. I need you to be on one accord with me as we begin to transition into our next segment, Dispatching Angels to the Front Line. I need you to share this. I need 800 of you to share this, whatever platform you're on, ping, press, pop, poke, get it moving, because we're going to this next section here, segment, Dispatching Angels to the Front Lines. I want to read you a scripture. Shh. Come on, let's do this. Some of you are so cute. You're sending me the prayer call. Guys, I don't need you to send it to me. I'm on it. I imagine you sent it to half the people on your list. It's just so funny. Oh, the Holy Ghost is in a good mood today. God is happy. Amen. Let me read you a scripture. We're talking about dispatching angels to the front line. Now, some people will teach that you can command angels. We can't command angels. I don't want to get into a theological debate, but we can't command angels. Well, won't we judge angels one day? Bible says one day we will, but judging and commanding are two different things, and we do not command the angels. Jesus is the captain of the hosts, but there is still a way to dispatch the angels. There is still the way, a way to dispatch the angels. Now it's up to God if he wants to do it, okay? It is up to God if he wants to send an angel, or if he wants to, you know, send hailstorms against your enemies. It's up to God if he wants to send a person to help you. It's up to God if how he wants to answer your cry for help in the battle. It's up to God. Somebody say it's up to God. It's up to him. You don't get to choose the way he answers the prayer. So we have to be very careful in the realm of angels not to get into deception. But there's a scripture and it has a key. It has a key. And if you'll do this part, many times God will send the angels in response. There's an activation that happens with our words. Psalm 103 verse 20. I'm going to read out of the New King James Version. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Okay. Bless the Lord, you his angels. So angels bless the Lord. We know there's some around the throne that cry out, holy, holy, holy. They excel in strength. Some versions say they're mighty in strength. Remember in scripture, one angel slew 185,000 Assyrians in the Bible. One angel took out 185,000 men. These angels are mighty and they carry out his word. They execute his will. Understand? They execute his will. King James says, they do his commandments. They hearken to the voice of his word. The Berean Study Bible says, they hearken to the voice of his command. They carry out his word. And so God can give the word to angels to be released anytime he chooses. He can. Now, most of what God does, he chooses not to do much on earth without somebody praying. So our job then to activate these angels or to even, how do I say this in a way that somebody's not going to take it out of context? Our job is to speak the word and the angels hearken to the voice of his word. So when God hears, he sees you in the battle and you're speaking the word, you're speaking the word, you're decreeing the word, you're declaring the word. I believe the angels' ears perk up and they look to God and say, they're speaking your word. Do you want me to execute that? They're speaking your word. Do I have the command? They're speaking your word. Do you want me to go enforce that? They're speaking your word. Do you hear your saints on earth, God? They're declaring your word. They're prophesying your word. They're speaking your word. They're releasing your word. Do I have my marching orders, God? And I believe many times when we decree the word, declare the word, pray the word, angels show up on the scene. Does that make sense? Was that a good analogy? That's what I picture. Because here's the thing, the angels take their command from Jesus, not from us. So I believe when we begin to pray the word and declare the word and bind things and it is written and do warfare, the angels are like, okay, Jesus, you're the captain of the hosts. You're the one from whom we take our marching orders. Can we go now? I hear your word. I want to execute that word. I want to see your will done in Mike's life. I want to see your will done in Lena's life. I want to see your will done in Kim's life. I want to see your will done in LaShonda's life. So do I have my marching orders? Amen. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you have angel armies, and they are at your disposal. And Father, we repent for any way in which we have neglected this reality, in any way in which we've misused our authority to try to command angels. We repent. They're not at our command. They're at your command. They excel in strength to do your commandments. They heed the voice of your word. So, Father, when we're in the midst of the warfare, Lord, would you put the right word in our mouths? Would you inspire our mouth to decree the word that's going to release the angels? Would you help us, Lord, to keep speaking the word, to keep saying it is written, to keep binding, to keep loosing, to keep doing everything you've taught us to do, to speak in faith, knowing that it attracts angelic attention. They hear your word. The angels that have been assigned to us, they hear your word, and they're looking for marching orders. They want to help us. They are ministers to the heirs of salvation. Hebrews says the angels are ministers to the heirs of salvation. We are the heirs of salvation. So these are ministering spirits, and they want to help us, but they won't do it apart from your command. So help us, Lord, to keep standing, knowing that at any moment, as we pray the word, as we prophesy, as we wage war with the prophetic words, that you might dispatch an angel. And if we want to even be candidates for angelic help, we need to be about your word. We need to be legal in the spirit. We don't need to go on a rant and scream and yell and, devil, I hate you, you stupid. We don't need to get in our emotions about spiritual warfare and just pop off at the enemy like it's a neighbor whose dog did some dirty stuff in our yard. We need to be scriptural because angels hearken to the voice of your word, God. So we need to be biblical. We need to do things your way. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You've given the angels glory and strength. You've given them their wisdom. You've given them the ability to fight principalities and powers on our behalf. So, Father, we thank you for the angels. We thank you more for the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the angels, but we thank you more for your Son. We thank you for the angels, but we thank you more for your Holy Spirit. We're not going to depend on angels. We're going to depend completely on you in the battle, knowing that if angelic reinforcements are what are needed, you can make it so. You can make it happen. You can issue the command. If that's what we need to overcome, you can do it. You can make it happen. You can command them. So, Father, help us to always depend on your spirit. Help us to always depend on your word, following the instructions of your word. Do it your way, not to get out there and start commanding angels around like we are the boss of them, but to depend on you. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory. We magnify you, not angels. We magnify you. You are the one true living God. You are so good. You are awesome. You are mighty. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. God is so good. Did you catch that? I know that's controversial. A lot of people won't even teach about angels anymore because there's been so much controversy around people saying they, you know, have lunch and went to Starbucks with the angel and all these goofy things people want to say. But I feel like in this hour, we need to understand the dynamics of angels in intercession and in warfare. Amen. And in the harvest. Guys, you can still, I think we have maybe, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 more of these books, Releasing the Angels of Abundant Harvest. I'm popping up a link. And you can get that if you want to for a donation of any amount. And we just have a few left. And then I think that's it. They're gone. I think they're out of print. Many people were taught wrong about angels. And what happens is it's just not a good thing. The angels aren't going to obey your command. They don't answer to you. Amen. They don't answer to you. God is good all the time. God is good. How many feel embedded today with them when they came on? Amen. Come on. God is good. He wants to help you. He wants to teach you. Listen, we've all been taught some things wrong. It's good when we see what the wrong things were so we can get it straight, so we can get it right. Amen? We want to get it together. God is so good. He'll send angels to help you if need be. He's got your back. I want you to know that. He's got your back. He's got your back. He's got your back. He's got your front, your sides, your top, and your bottom. He's got all of you. Amen. You are hidden with Christ in God. You can do this. You can survive whatever you're going through. You have a track record, 100% success in every trial you've been through. You can do this. Every challenge you faced, you survived it. You survived it. You're a survivor. God is good. All the time. Guys, make sure you do share this before we get off today. Shadabashi, there was something I wanted to tell you, and I can't remember what it is. I cannot remember what it is, but God, the Holy Spirit will remind me. He will remind me. Guys, if you're in South Florida, my church is there. Come to Awakening House of Prayer on Sundays, 10:47, 1:30, 4 o'clock. The devil is a liar. He is a liar, and so is his mother-in-law. Saturday is my birthday. I'm so happy. I love birthdays because everybody has to be nice to me on my birthday. It's a rule. There's always somebody that kind of wants to be persnickety, but God loves me. God loves me. And that's good enough for me. Listen, I want to give you an opportunity. Some of you want to bless me for my birthday. You know, you can send me gifts and all that at the P.O. box. That's wonderful. The devil is a liar. You can use the P.O. box, P.O. box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. P.O. box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. If you want to sow into the ministry, I don't take this money for myself. It's going into the ministry because I don't really need a whole lot. I love for people to bless me, but I want to see the ministry funded because I want to see souls saved. I want to see bodies healed. I want to see, you know, the media go forth. You can sow if you want to. If you can sow a birthday seed if you want to at jenniferleclair.org/donate. You can use the Cash App. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. Text the word pray to 754-701-2161. Text the word pray to 754-701. Oh boy. Check that out, Prophet Vanessa. Look at the comments. Help us, Jesus. PayPal is paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire.
So, Father, I thank you for all those who are giving. I ask you to bless this, multiply it back to the givers in Jesus' name. And I lift up all those under the sound of my voice, all the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, and my local congregation here in Fort Lauderdale. Lord, I say, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from evil and causing pain. Also, my school, the Spirit.tv students, the Global Prophetic Center. Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice and everyone who sends prayer requests into the ministry, Lord, I ask you to meet our needs according to your riches and glory, to do what only you can do, and help us to believe in you. Help us to stand strong on your word. Help us to walk worthy of our calling. Protect us from the evil one and give us strength for the battle in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you bring home prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver souls from evil, and save the souls of those we love in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Remember, there's one seat left for the Elijah Company. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. Get registered to win that Activating Angels on Assignment. Remember also the Exposing Hindering Spirits Q&A. That's at jenniferleclair.org/events. And what else? The Conquering Hindering Spirits webinar. Make sure you're on my email list. Guys, I love you, love you, love you. Have a breakthrough day.